Here are five poems from The Glassblowers, published in 2010 by Goose Lane Editions. After the Storm. Two nights of rain in the forest is stripped of leaves. The aftermath clings to our boots, covers the undergrowth. Trees stand about in the debris of everything they cannot yet believe they have lost, hold their hands in the air. What can we do but clean up the mess? Vow this will not happen again. Build windbreaks, but of what, if not trees? Chronicle the month and date, so next year we'll know if the fall is early or late. Tomorrow the wind will whistle unopposed along a cold front. Shunt clouds past patches of sky as black as broadcloth. The stars will come out. They will maneuver across the sky, click their heels. But here, now, in this lull, we rake leaves in the garden. I work the rake, you the wheelbarrow. When we get tired, we trade. We pile the leaves higher, smell smoke in the air. Frogs. 2 a.m. and the frogs are at it, though diminished a little, like stars dulled as the night turns through another da capo to repeat whatever such melodies might mean, or might have meant, when the creek still ran full, summer not yet headed out back then. Which, after all, was only our throats distended from desire or the loneliness of spring. The valley filled with an easy counterpoint we mistook for love, as lost as they now are, still at it. That same old song that won't let them quit. Willie Loves Lucy, or did in 1974. The tree unconcerned all these years to think otherwise, content with the slow blurring of love's edge into a shallow sans serif. A crow flies overhead. Minutes later, a bald eagle does the same. Years from now, we may wonder if the beauty of the day had been greater or less had their paths led them elsewhere, otherwise. Despite the crow's splayed wing, the eagle's brilliant eye, nothing leads to the promised land, nor does it not. Shorelines stretch in the sun. Little waves among rocks speak gently of everyday things, subject, verb, object, and their opposites. Erosion, the last thing on their minds. Drift. Everything here seems more finite than it is, which on an island is finite enough if you ask me. Tides suck up to the shore each day like bogus acolytes, like tireless worshippers of the timeless, then leave. Your desperate hold on reason they take merely for so much rock, your beginning, middle, and end for only so many linear feet of shore, especially the end. What glue of the mind, what lunar reel-to-reel could bend your days into a loop, Mobius or otherwise, tide-driven or not? What knot hold against the drift offshore? Finitude, the old inner tube you cling to, when whatever is outer slips from your grasp, leaves only flotsam, and not much of that, here as everywhere, lost on the sea. Segway. Days pass and fall happens, fog and strange stars on nights of no moon. The emptiness of things that believe themselves still full. Apple trees in the valley like reluctant witnesses burdened with evidence. What are you waiting for? Say it. She's gone. Summer took her like your pickup truck and dog, and it ain't no use. Winter's in the fields tuning his guitar. Remember spring? Sure you do, how that song went. The seeds you buried, tomato and eggplant, then sun and rain and leaves and the tart, bitter end of fruit. Days pass from one chord to the next. Birds gone, leaves turning brittle. Someone is guilty of too much or not enough. Empty nights caught like shreds of cloth on barbed wire. Facts you don't know what to do with. Not you, not anyone.